decision-making power. This is Aratima. Having the power to make decisions is powerful. It is using your free will to change your life in the direction that you truly want. And what you truly want is the highest good for all, not just the highest good for yourself. What you truly want is often unknown because you can't see the bigger picture, but you are in touch with yourself, with your truth. We have an inherent, inborn truth meter. And when we really contemplate deeply and take time to listen, we know what we should decide. We know what is true. And we know what needs to be done. Now, many times you want to change your diet, or you want to sit and meditate, or you want to go and visit a friend that needs you. And then you don't get around to it. You procrastinate. You move it to another time. You give up. You want to, but you say you can't. Why is it that you can't? Because you lack power. You lack power to make a decision. And why? There's two things. First of all, there's a real psychic energy that you need. You need to have power. But at the same time, there's also the willingness. There's often two parts to you that want to have it both. There's the one that wants it this way, and then there's the other voice, the other self that wants it the other way. Let's say, for example, the diet. You want to lose weight and you want to feel better, and you know it's good for your health to eat differently. And at the same time, you also enjoy that particular food you shouldn't have. If you really pay attention, you will notice that there's actually one thing that is true, and the other is based in desire, in laziness, in having that very quick satisfaction. And maybe you're not very clear that it is important to follow truth and to do what is true to you. And you think that it doesn't really matter to just once in a while indulge or just follow untruth. That is not so, because in the bigger picture, you don't really know what that looks like, that everything you sow, you will reap. Everything you do will have an effect just as much as you hold a cup in your hand and you let it go. There's a natural law. It will just rush to the ground and smash on the floor. Everything you do has an effect in your aura. If you don't shower, you will be unshowered that day. If you are doing something that is just satisfying on superficial pleasure, that will have an energetic effect and a signature that writes itself into your aura. Everything that you do has an effect and it accumulates. Everything's accumulative. So if you are putting work into keeping yourself in the core, you sit and meditate, you clean up your life, you make decisions that you know are important for you to make and you stick to it, that is accumulative and it gives you power to move to the next level, where when you have those encounters with your karmas, with those seeds that are unfolding as time goes by, that are still hidden and are waiting to pop up, situations, circumstances, that then you can actually experience them in much softer ways. They're not so overwhelming. You either deal with them better or their vibration is not as intense. Let's say instead of breaking a bone, you just stub your toe. So seeing the bigger picture is very important, and using the free will to make a decision, use that power that you have to make a decision, to have the wisdom that it's important to make decisions and to cultivate energy so that you have the power when it really matters, where you have to make a decision instead of not making a decision. But even then, you're making a decision of not making a decision. So you're always making a decision. You're not getting out of it. When you are deciding to lose weight, for example, coming back to that example, and then you are eating something that you shouldn't be eating, you made a decision to eat that. And then, of course, you decide to be mad at yourself, and then you decide to start maybe over again, or you decide that you just can't do it and that you need help, and then you decide to maybe not listen to the help. And so there's a lot of decisions, and just if you really look back at a whole chain of decisions you've made, you might notice how many times you actually decide against life that you are or for the life that you are, becoming conscious to it. Using that power to make a decision when it's really appropriate. Most of the decisions you make are done once. Let's say you shower in the morning or whenever, and then you do that. And then sometimes you decide here and there not to shower because there's no time or whatever happens, you're in a different place, you're camping. But you've made that decision once. So most of what you do throughout the day doesn't really need that new power, that new decision. So that's good. You make some decisions and kind of goes on autopilot. It's like you switch on a channel and there it is because you decided. But there are those moments when you have to make one of these big decisions. Let's say you want to marry somebody or you want to divorce somebody or you want to move away to a new country or you want to have a child or not or start a business or not or leave your job or not. One of these bigger decisions, and then you have to make a decision when sometimes it's not so easy, when it's scary, when there's fear, and then to make that decision and to stick to that and see it through, to stand in your power, to let yourself be carried by that power that a decision has. And in that way, you keep moving your life towards that beauty and balance and harmony that you can embody and that you're meant to embody. So making a decision, don't flounder around, wait out, procrastinate, and be lazy, mentally lazy. That kind of laziness is what invites entities and negative energies. Somebody who is not lazy and stands up for himself or herself and makes these clear decisions and moves forward into something that's more beautiful and better, those people will not have the entities because they're moving towards the light. And that is not what entities like. They want to zap your energy. They want to drink off your energy and weaken you. They want you to be less and less vital, less and less youthful, less and less healthy. They want you to be more depressed, more weak towards infections and conflicts and accidents and all these things that you're trying to avoid. So always think clearly, contemplate, be in your core, meditate, and then make some real decisions when they're needed and stand in your light and execute your decision. And you will move towards a better life. Good luck.